This is the ULM Forum on KEDM Public Radio. I'm Jay Curtis. Next Friday marks the 2014 Business Outlook Summit, with forecasts both nationally, regionally, and right here in Northeast Louisiana. My guest, Dr. Bob Eisenstadt, is a professor of economics at the University of Louisiana at Monroe and director of the Center for Business and Economic Research at ULM. Bob, welcome back to the ULM Forum.
Thank you very much.
First of all, let's talk about your speaker for the summit, because Oppenheimer is sponsoring again, coming back with John Stolfus.
Well, this year we have a speaker who's returning from last year as well, John Stolfus. He's with Oppenheimer. I think he did an outstanding job last year. He's an investment managing, or he's managing director of investments and market strategist for Oppenheimer Funds. He gave an outstanding outlook of the national economy and national financial trends last year, and I thought it was quite beneficial to listen to him. And I think it's also a little bit kind of the timeliness of his talk this year is more to the point, with Federal Reserve going into session, Janet Yellen, and there's some indication that they're going to start easing up on interest rates a little bit. When I say easing up, the quantitative easing is going to start to become a little bit less. Might be some upward pressure on interest rates in the near future, which of course has ramifications for markets and equities.
I guess my first question would be, if you're having him back, and he was talking about what was going to happen in the near future last year, what was his scorecard? How'd he do?
Hard to say, okay? I'm kind of like a big proponent of index funds, but so what do I know? You know, I'm pretty risk averse. I think he's very knowledgeable. I think he's it's his job to understand financial markets. It's his job to understand broad economic trends that are going on. Insofar as, for example, forecasting GDP, I don't know that that's what his job is. I don't know that anybody's doing a good job of forecasting GDP anymore right now. If you're looking for a good picture or a good fundamental view of where the Federal Reserve might be heading, and the effects of Federal Reserve policy, for example, on the interest rate environment, and of course, the interest rate environment, interest rates inform the markets, the stock market, and of course, the stock market informs wealth, and wealth informs the broader economy, demand for goods and services. I think he's a good person to listen to.
Also, for the local business outlook, you are speaking, as well as Dr. John Francis from Louisiana Tech.
Yeah, we're going to do something slightly different this year, and that's always a little bit scary to say. I mean, we certainly always look at sort of local conditions, but I think we're kind of going to look at it from a little bit more of a statewide condition. We're, rather than sort of focusing on the 12 parish region of Northeast Louisiana specifically, we're going to look at sort of the broader state, particularly the regional labor markets within the state. There's 8 of those, and kind of sort of do a comparison of those. But more to the point, we're kind of interested also in the healthcare market within the state of Louisiana right now, and the healthcare market as it reflects the implementation or non-implementation, as it were, of the Medicaid expansion that was part of the Affordable Care Act passed by Congress a couple of years ago. As we know, Louisiana has decided not to opt in Medicaid expansion. Which was, of course, not upheld by the Supreme Court decision. That part of the Affordable Care Act was not upheld by the Supreme Court decision. So we are not doing Medicaid expansion. And it leaves, presumably, 200,000-400,000 Louisianans without medical or health care insurance. Does that, in fact, have any impact on the state, positively or negatively? And that's what John and I are sort of looking at from a research point of view, and we'll have some comments to make about that.
You also mentioned Dr. John Francis, who's an associate professor of economics at Louisiana Tech University. His research focused on a little bit more of the labor market. What is he going to be bringing to the conference?
John and I had talked about this, and as I said before, you know, we're going to do something a little bit different this year. One of the things we are going to do is the question of Medicaid expansion within the state of Louisiana. John is particularly adept at data analysis and statistical methodologies, and I think that that's going to bring a pretty interesting angle to the topics this year.
What are some of the biggest benefits for, say, a business owner or a business manager looking to come to this and to be looking at forecasting for the next year?
I think the Business Outlook Summit kind of gives you, sort of in broad brushstrokes, it kind of gives you a picture of what the landscape looks like going forward. It's hard to describe. Is our region, for example, let's take our region because, of course, that's where we are. Are we actually growing? Are we standing still? Is this a good time to be thinking about expanding? Is this a good time to be hunkering down and kind of, taking a wait-and-see attitude on what happens down the road? And the Business Outlook Summit gives some signals, provides some information. Of course, no forecast is perfect. I believe you can't precisely tell me what the temperature will be tomorrow, or for that matter, next week. And of course, an economic forecast is looking at a year, 2 years down the road. So no forecast is precise, but what a forecast can do, something like this can do is provide some information that allows you to make a more informed decision. It lowers the risk of making a decision, if you will.
So with that in mind, we've been told that nationally the economy is looking up. I know Northeast Louisiana is sometimes behind national trends. Is that something that's still going to be following through for us?
Yeah, I believe so. I think Louisiana is notoriously behind the curve, or sort of lagging. When the rest of the country was in, a fairly precipitous decline going into 2008 and particularly into 2009, we were just sort of tooting along behind, very proud of the fact that our unemployment rates were running in the, low to mid sevens, while the national economy was running in the mid nines, okay? So that makes us, of course, look good. Of course, now the national economy is improving and we're kind of lagging behind with our unemployment rate running, a half a point to a point higher. Now, part of what's going on also is, of course, the Louisiana economy has the dubious distinction of, benefiting when the rest of the country is suffering. When oil prices are high, we're dancing in the streets, so to speak, and the rest of the country is crying in their beer. And the converse is also true. When oil prices are down or energy prices are down, we're not doing so great. Our economy's, suffering to some extent, and the rest of the country is enjoying all that cheap gas. So that's kind of what's going on now. Right now, most of the activity in Louisiana is occurring south of Alexandria, particularly along the Gulf Coast, and even more particularly on the southwest coast around the Lake Charles area, where you've got incredibly very large amounts of infrastructure development, investment in petrochemicals, particularly natural gas liquefaction and other chemical products from gas. So there's a lot of activity going on down there. Now, of course, up here in northeast Louisiana, we have CenturyLink, and we're very proud of our CenturyLink, our Fortune 150 company that's based right here in Monroe, and they're, of course, in the process of expanding and are continuing that expansion to get up to approximately another 1,000 jobs over and above where they were, say, in 2009, 200 job plus an 800 job expansion. And all that bodes very well for Monroe and Northeast Louisiana. But from the point of view of the entire state, it probably doesn't seem as sexy as $15 billion worth of petrochemical infrastructure development, and it's and it's not what everybody is talking about insofar as job preparation and so forth. I don't think CenturyLink hires a lot of welders. Okay, they do, however, hire a great deal of college-educated personnel who may or may not be available locally. So one of the things that bodes well for the state, for our area with respect to CenturyLink, of course, is the fact that CenturyLink does need to hire a large number of people who may not be available locally. And so that that brings people in from outside, and that's growth, population growth perhaps, certainly income growth, and certainly mortgage-qualifying income growth. That's always a nice thing to have.
That's just a preview of the Business Outlook Summit next week, Friday, March 28th at CenturyLink headquarters in Monroe, hosted by the ULM College of Business and Social Sciences, Louisiana Tech College of Business, and a number of other chambers of commerce. My guest, Dr. Bob Eisenstadt, is a professor of economics at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. He's also the director of the Center for Business and Economic Research. Bob, also, there's registration online for this event as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You could go to cba.ulm.edu, which will direct you, of course, to the College of Business Administration website at ULM. You can register there. Or you can call 342-1100. That takes you directly to our receptionist, our secretarial staff, and they'll get you all fixed up.
Dr. Bob Eisenstadt, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.